My title this morning is Am I That Neighbor? Very familiar story here that Jesus gave. And I just want to draw some encouragement, some thoughts out of it that encouraged me, that blessed me, that challenged me. And I trust that you can be challenged this morning also. I'm going to read it at this time, Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. There are just a couple of things that stuck out to me as I read this story. Our love for God and our love for others go hand in hand. And the other one that stuck out was the Samaritan, the person that a lot of people look down, the Jews look down on the Samaritans, is the one that helped where he could. And thirdly was Jesus turned the lawyer's the lawyer asked, Who is my neighbor? And it just stuck out to me. It seems like Jesus turned around that question and said, Who was being a neighbor? Too often I think we're caught up into the wondering who is that neighbor that we should be helping, and we forget that we should be thinking about what kind of neighbor that we are, that we should be, if that makes any sense. There's a couple other verses that I'd like to read. Matthew 22 about neighbors, loving our neighbors, Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And then one more, Romans 13, 8 to 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. As I said before, it seems like our love for God and our love for our neighbor, our love for the people about us go hand in hand. I don't think you can separate the two. We go back to the Old Testament, Leviticus 19, 18, Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, I am the Lord. So we think of the Old Testament times, the Lord told them to love their neighbor. He told them to love each other. But they were allowed to go out and kill their enemies. They were allowed to go out and take care of the enemies about them. But as we come to the New Testament, that all changes. Jesus taught us to love everyone, even those that hate us or despise us. And so whenever we think of who our neighbor is, whenever we think of who we are supposed to be a neighbor to, it doesn't stop with the people in this room. It doesn't stop with other people that are Christians. Just a few thoughts, a few things that I think we can learn from this story that I took out of here, out of Luke 10. First one is, and I already said, that our love for God and our love for others go hand in hand. We cannot love God and despise others. And I believe our love for others will not be genuine if we don't have a love for God. It can tend to seem like it's so much easier to love God than maybe the people about us. But if we don't have a genuine love for those about us, it's a facade that we love God. It's not possible. 1 John 4, verses 20 and 21, if a man say, I love God, love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. We make ourselves a liar if we say we love God, but we hate those about us. We despise those about us. If we intentionally walk past people we know need help, whether it's people that you know we know are hurting, or people that we know in our hearts we can help, or that we can try to help them, whatever it is, you put in there. You know who those people are. You know those opportunities that you might pass up. I'm talking to myself because it's much easier to walk on by than to possibly get hurt also. So we think of this man that got stripped, robbed, left him half dead. I don't know why I always think of big boulders and just barren land. And how did these men know that the robbers weren't still waiting for the next victim? But I think God wants us to take that chance, because God will take care of us. God will. 1 John 3:17, but whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Do we gauge how much we help someone by who they are, or how much we've already helped them? We always seem to have this concept of, in our humanity, that we can help people for so long, and then it's time for them to help themselves. Or we can reach out for so long, and then we need some reciprocation. So we look at Christ's life this morning. He went all the way to the cross. He went all the way, gave himself to die on the cross for us this morning. Even though there are many about us, there are many times that myself I don't appreciate, I don't take Christ's blood and I spurn that. But he still went. He still gave his all. Romans 15, verses 2 and 3, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Even though Christ knew that many people would reject him, even though he knew he would get stabbed in the back again and again, he still gave his all. Second one again, the person who is most despised as a person is the one that stopped and helped. So we look at these other two people, the priest and the Levite. Maybe they did have something, an agenda. Maybe they were on a time crunch. Maybe they They had obviously somewhere they were going. But it would seem like they were the ones that should have stopped and helped. It would have seemed like they should have been the people that were should have been making a good example. Someone that others would have been looking up to. But again, who was it that helped him? It was the Samaritan. I don't think it says anywhere who this man was that was robbed and left for dead. But at this point, I don't think he cared who would help him. I don't think it mattered to him who stopped and helped him, because he knew he had a need. And as I think of this Samaritan helping this other person, what I see from this, what I want to learn from this, is that as a neighbor, I tend to look at people that I meet, whether it's in church, whether it's in society, whether anybody around us, and we tend to class them. We tend to put them in a category. Maybe your mind don't go like me, but too often it's like, it just automatically, you know, is this someone that I can help? Is it someone that I should help? Or maybe it's somebody that can stop and help me. Maybe it's, why can't we look at it? You know what? I might be able to help them, but in return, I think they would have, if I stopped and listened, I think they would have a lot of help that I could get from them. Why can't we see each other as equals and get and receive help? I think we can, and I think many times we do, but it can just be a challenge for myself. Do you ever look at someone, do you ever think of people that, well, I certainly don't see what they would have anything to offer me, or can be the other way around, you know. I don't see at all that I would have anything to give them. When we put people in a certain class like that, I think it hinders God's ability. It hinders our ability to be open to God's view of people and allowing God to work in our life. It goes to Romans 2, verse 11, for there is no respect of persons with God. I believe again this morning, God gives every living person the same opportunity to live for Him. And what I mean by that is, we have different walks of life. We have different places we grew up that we live in. But I believe everyone has the opportunity to glorify God. Everybody can live for God. It doesn't matter who we are, where we live, or what we are doing currently. God wants to work with people if they will let Him. God wants to work with us. Wants to work with you. Again, whenever we put someone in a box of being someone that can help us or someone that needs help, we put some of those people up on a pedestal, and I believe we lift them up. Maybe we flatter them, maybe, you know, makes it hard for them not to have pride. The other people we put under us, the other people we feel like we have something we can give them. Maybe we don't see them as God does. We don't see them as the worth God puts on them. And I believe both sides of the ditch are not the place to be, because it doesn't do any of us any good. We need to see those people about us as people that God has created and placed where He wants them. See your neighbor, see the people about you, be the neighbor to them that God wants you to be, and see them through God's eyes. Number three, Jesus, I believe, wants us to get our focus off of always who will be our neighbor. Jesus, I believe, wants us to get our focus off of always who will be our neighbor and that we can help, to how our heart is and our willingness to help out of a true heart. Get the focus off of always the people about us and bring it back on ourselves. And again, I say, am I that neighbor? Am I the person that God wants me to be to those about me? Jesus wants us to believe to get our minds off ourselves and what we can or have to do to get to heaven. To be really interested in others, whether it's... He wants us to get our minds off ourselves to get our minds onto other people and how we can be an avenue for God to others. To be used in God's kingdom, I don't believe we don't always have to be on the helping end. Sometimes we can be on the receiving end. Are we humble enough to receive help? Are we humble enough to allow that person that looks like he's below us to help us, to give us advice? Allow them to be blessed and used of God to help us. The other thing I want to bring out is Jesus, this lawyer, told Jesus what he has to do to inherit eternal life and what was written in the law. And Jesus said, "Thou hast answered right, this do and thou shalt live." But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Why was he trying to justify himself, or what was going through his mind? And I'm not sure. And I'm just coming from my own perspective on this. This lawyer had all the right answers according to the law. And there's one reason I could see that he might have been trying to justify himself. You know, what's it going to look like in my life, in your life, if you love your neighbor as yourself? You know, there's not very often that we look down on ourselves. Not very often that we don't take care of ourselves. We do all we can to have fun without doing more than we have to. We do all we can to have a good life, and that's human. I don't believe that's necessarily wrong. We take care of ourselves. But are we going to help those about us in the same way? What if you start treating your neighbors the same way, people about you? I see this lawyer in a predicament of needing to change his lifestyle if he wasn't careful. First of all, I think, too, you need to look at, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, strength, and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." If he was going to love his neighbor with the same love that he loved God, same love that he loved himself, it was going to take a change of lifestyle. And I see him hoping that Jesus would help justify himself, that his neighbor was a few close people. His neighbor was a few chosen people. Hopefully a few that could reciprocate and give back all the time. And as Jesus tells this story, I think we all can see pretty clearly that the neighbor, our neighbor, is anyone that we come in close contact with. Anybody that we are close enough to make an impact on. Anyone that could use our help. And that goes, I mean, that can be material, physical, spiritual. I mean, I think it can and can go a lot of different directions. Some people are better at helping spiritually. Some might be able to help physically more. But it's anybody that could use our help. Anybody that gets in our way that God puts there. See, too, these four men here this morning. First of all, the man that was robbed, priest and the Levite and this Samaritan. The four men that doesn't give any indication that they knew each other, possibility, but four men that meet under less than ideal circumstances, And each of the three men have a different response to the situation as they meet this fourth, the man that was robbed. We have these three men. You could say they had the same opportunity, and they had a different response to it. The priest, it says he passed by on the other side. The priest, you know, coming down the road, and he got over, kind of like we do when there's a vehicle sitting along the road too close. You know, you get over so you aren't too, go by too close and go on your way. The Levite came, looked on him, and passed by on the other side. The Levite slowed down a little bit and looked and saw that it looked like it was more than he could handle and went on. The Samaritan comes along and sees here's someone that needs help. Here's someone that he would be able to help. And he stopped. We know the story. The priest and Levite seemed like they were worried about their agenda. They had a place to go. They had something to do. The Samaritan had compassion. He gave what he had, and he took care of the man. How often do we help people at our convenience? We sort of have this idea of how much we should help, and that is where we stop. We have this idea of, and can we give our all? Do we look at it as helping God? Do we look at it as furthering God's kingdom instead of always how this is going to affect me? I want to turn to Matthew 25 for a few verses. Matthew 25, 34 to 46. Again, a very familiar account here, but I'll just read it. Matthew 25, 34, talking about judgment day. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was in hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not. And in prison, ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This passage seems to make it pretty clear that it is the life or death matter to us today if we're going to help those we see in need. If we're going to be the neighbor, the kind of neighbor that will stoop and help people that God puts in our way. If we have accepted Christ's all that he put on the cross, that he shed his blood for us, I believe we're going to be willing to pass it on. I believe we're going to be willing to help others because of the help that God has given us. That Christ, we're going to want to pass it on. I believe as we are open to God's will in our lives, we will see opportunities to help others. And sometimes it can be We're waiting for that big opportunity, that opportunity that we just can't get around. But we need to take the opportunities as they come along, the small ones that God puts in our life. So we also think, treat others as you want to be treated. As you think of helping other people, treat them in the same kindly manner that you would want to be treated if you're down, if you need help, and it will go a long way. Think of a very familiar verse, be kind one to another, tenderhearted. So I was thinking of all this, helping others, and maybe I got a little heavy on, you know, we have to be out and doing. And if you read the next few verses there in Luke 10, it goes right on down to where Mary and Martha, Jesus was in their house, and Martha came to Jesus and was begging him to make Mary come and help him. So I have to think, we have to maybe be a little careful sometimes that we think everybody else has to be working. We think everybody else has to be doing the things we think they should be doing. And I just want you to focus on yourself this morning. I want you to ask God to just show you where you can help people in any aspect of life. We need to focus on where we feel God has called us and not to where we think what others should be doing. We cannot judge other people for what they are doing in helping other people. We just need to accept God's will into our lives here this morning. So I trust this morning that this can be encouragement to you, that you can find encouragement as we looked at this passage, and that we can see opportunities to show others God's love, God's mercy that he has shown to us. With these thoughts, let's kneel for prayer.